Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Make up your mind that no matter what comes your way, no matter how difficult, no matter how unfair, you will do more than simply survive. You will thrive in spite of it. Joel Osteen. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. For today, I wanted to talk about how to know and use your strengths. Again, this is coming straight from the book that I've been reading, but I felt super inspired by the happiness advantage. And I actually recently took one of the quizzes that was recommended in the book itself. It's a free quiz. I'll tell you guys about it in just a second, and found out what my strengths are. And just in general lately, I feel like just cultivating those strengths and placing them, like at least one of them in my routine every single day, has been making such a big difference on just like my overall joy, my overall level of daily joy. So I figured I'd tell you guys about it. So like I said, I'm currently reading this book and it's all about how if you use at least one of your strengths every day, you can actually lower stress, anxiety, and depression and maximize happiness and feelings of like being peaceful and content, which I feel like we can all agree we all want that, right? So what are your strengths? We all have them. Maybe you're killer at making pancakes or doing crossword puzzles. Do you like Sudoku? I don't know. Do you like reading, writing? Are you really good with kids? Are you really good with, you know, the elderly? Are you really good with your words? Are you really good with cameras? Like, what are your strengths? Odds are you can probably name a few of them, but if you can't, the survey that I actually took, it's on www.viasurvey.com. So V-I-A-S-U-R-V-E-Y.com. It takes like literally 5 minutes and you end up with this spreadsheet of a bunch of your top strengths. So just to give you guys an example, they're kind of more like generic strengths, but I feel like this is important because for me anyway, I feel like the more generic, the more things I can think of that would feed into each strength. So just to give you guys an example, I'll read you guys out some of the top strengths that came from my results. Like for instance, the first one, I was really, really shocked by the way, when I did this quiz, because when I was doing the quiz, I was like, oh, it's another one of these ones. This is going to be the same, like, you know, response that I get every other quiz I've ever done. But this was actually, I was shocked because just the way they asked the questions, I don't know how it works. It was magic. Anyway, the first one was appreciation of beauty and excellence. And I was like, wow, I feel like that's actually very, very true, but I've never really thought about that being a strength of mine before. What it says, it basically means that my number one strength is being able to notice and appreciate beauty in various domains of life, like nature and art, or even math and science, and just everyday experience. And the more I thought about that, I was like, yes, that makes so much sense. Like realistically, all my podcasts, all my co's dailies, like all these things that I'm doing, I feel like it's always just like me trying to spin just like a positive outlook or like a beautiful outlook on like human day-to-day living. So I thought that that was pretty cool. Or even just in general too, like going out and being by nature. Like if I notice like a pretty mountain or if I'm staring out of the water, I'm always just like taken by it. And it makes me very acutely aware of just how incredible life is. So to see that as number one on my list of strengths, I was kind of like, I never would have thought of that to be my number one strength. But now that I know it, I'm like, that makes so much sense. Some other things that were on my list were things like perspective, which is being able to provide wise counsel to other people, having ways of looking at the world that makes sense to others and yourself. Spirituality, like having coherent beliefs about having a higher purpose or the meaning of the universe, or knowing where you fit in within the larger scheme that provides comfort and shape and conduct. Or perhaps you have a strength of social intelligence, which means just knowing the motives and feelings of other people and of yourself, and then knowing what to do in different situations. Just being like, in any social situation, you kind of just tend to handle it really well. Some other strengths are like curiosity, taking an interest in ongoing experiences for your own sake, and just exploring and discovering about life, or maybe creativity, like thinking of novel and original and productive ways to conceptualize and just like do things and create things. So the list of strengths, it goes on and on and on. Those are just a few of the examples. I highly recommend to do the actual quiz itself, not sponsored, totally just found this quiz and thought that it was really cool. So if you do the quiz, or even if you don't, I'm sure you can think of a list of some of your top strengths, right? And the fact that these are more generic strengths, and if you're just going to kind of come up with some strengths, even just right now off the top of your head, make them a little less specific, because having them be a little bit more less specific actually opens you up to more ideas and options of things that you can actually do with those strengths. For instance, like the whole appreciating beauty. So if something really cool is happening, then it's like you can appreciate the beauty of that. Or if you're looking at nature, you can appreciate the beauty of that. Or if you go see a movie, you can appreciate the beauty of that, you know? So it gives you multiple kind of like action items for your strengths. You can also ask around to the people that are in your life, like your friends and your family, and just ask them what they think your strengths are. Because I feel like it's hard sometimes for us to know or see our own strengths, and it's a lot easier to hear it or to see it when it comes through the eyes of somebody else. So I also recommend maybe asking around, even just like your parents, like what has always been a strength of mine even since you were little. Perhaps there's some strengths that you've had your whole life and they're almost kind of right under your nose that you've forgotten about them. Basically, you're going to want to make or keep a list on your phone or in your journal of all of the things that you consider to be your strengths. And it's important to take a note of this, and it's important to capitalize on your strengths, especially if you're going through any times of like struggle or hardship. So no matter where you're at in your life right now, no matter what you feel like you're going through, knowing what your strengths are and using them are important. But if you just so happen to be going through a harder time right now, or you just so happen to be feeling a little down on yourself, or maybe there's just some things going on in your life that are kind of outside of your control, putting something into your every single day that is a strength of yours is in your control, and it will make such a difference. It won't change or fix or, you know, take away perhaps the harder things going on, but it will definitely make you feel just overall a little bit lighter and a little bit better. So whether or not you're going through hard times or not, it's obviously always going to be important to like use our strengths and to utilize them. But just a little moment for anyone listening that is going through a harder time, definitely take this practice and use it, because it will help a lot. Not only is using our strengths vital to our level of happiness, but I feel like it's also so vital to our overall confidence. When you think about it, when was the last time that you did something that you were really, really good at? Like, think about it. Actually take a second right now. Maybe it was today. Maybe it was this morning. Maybe it was when you did your makeup, or when you picked out your outfit, or, you know, did you do something recently that you had to like step outside your comfort zone? Like maybe you got up on stage and sang in front of a bunch of people, or I don't even know. I'm sure you can think of something that you've done recently that you're good at, that's just like your niche. How good did you feel after you did it? Overall, when that feeling ended, like when you finished your makeup and you looked at your face, were you just like, yes, glam, like perfect? Or when you came off the stage, did you just have that, like, it's almost like adrenaline feeling when you do something that like causes you to be a little nervous at first, and then you kind of knock it out of the park, and then you get off stage and you're just kind of like, yeah, I just like did that. I just did that. That feeling is exactly the feeling that we're trying to basically put into our daily routine. Take stock of all of the moments that you've ever felt that way, and take stock of that feeling and keep it in your back pocket when your confidence is taking a hit, or you discover something that maybe perhaps you're not so good at. because that's also so important to keep in mind. If you're going through maybe not some hard times, but maybe you're going through a time right now where you're finding that you're like maybe not necessarily failing at everything, but maybe you're not exceeding the expectations that you set out for yourself, whether it's at work or anything at all. If there's anything you're trying to do right now and you just feel like you're not doing it the way that you thought you would, or it's not turning out the way you thought it would, it's important to have this whole list on your phone or in your journal or wherever of your strengths, because it's a reminder that, you know, you don't suck, I guess, in a lot of ways, because it can be really easy to almost convince ourselves that we suck, or it can be very easy to just sit in that sucky feeling and let it kind of take over whenever we find something we're not doing so great at and forget all of the other things that we are so, so, so good at. So how exactly do we take our strengths now and work them into our daily routines? Well, I'm going to tell you guys exactly how I feel like we could all do that right after we take a quick mid-roll break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, how to use your strengths. So first things first, I feel like obviously we need to build them into our routines. So this doesn't need to be a crazy, like, check it off the to-do list thing, you know? It's just making it almost like a habit to do something that is a strong suit of yours or something that you're really good at every day. For example, if my top strength is apparently appreciating beauty, then whenever I stop thinking and doing, just to take a moment to appreciate the things around me going on, like nature or just a precious moment with Bentley or, you know what, just like taking a second to just be and to soak in the beauty all around me, I get filled with overwhelming joy. So every morning then, when I do my morning meditation, I could choose instead to go outside and meditate in nature. Or maybe I could choose to meditate with Bentley on my lap. Or maybe I could choose to just in general to every time I go to meditate to look around me and pick out something that I find beautiful in the sense of like it reminds me of how beautiful life is, you know? And that right there would be an easy, just slight change in my day that would actually make me feel 10 times better and also would be utilizing one of my many strengths. So pick one of your strengths and brainstorm some habits that fit under its umbrella, and then build one of those habits, at least one of them, into your morning, specifically your morning, because I feel like if you put your strength in your morning, then you're kind of like setting the tone for the rest of your day, right? Like once you know exactly what strength you basically are going to use and work on, you're able to kind of like do it, use it, and then get that feeling and then go into your day feeling confident and feeling strong and just feeling good about yourself, which I'm sure we can all guess will automatically make us more successful, more productive, and just more overall, like more enjoyable to be around, but also more enjoyable to be around ourselves, like inside our minds. You know, it's always good to be a little nice to yourself every day, at least in the morning time, before you start anything else for the day. Another way that you can actually use your strengths to overall just better your life is to start working your strengths into your weaknesses. So, to give you guys an example, I am kind of quite terrible at understanding complex technology, which is weird because I always thought it was one of those things I was really good at. And there are certain types of technology that I can be very good at. But cameras, for instance, or how to properly use Google Doc, or learning a new computer system, or I've been trying to teach myself Excel spreadsheets for probably 2 years now, and I still have no idea. I just don't. But one of my top strengths is curiosity. So if I were to use that to my knowledge and take my weakness of just not being able to comprehend or understand or getting frustrated every time I have to like learn a new type of tech, right? If I were to stop focusing on what I'm not good at, i.e., you know, new tech and how much I don't know about it, if I can instead turn this weakness into a strength by looking at it as an opportunity to use my curiosity, i.e., if I get curious about the things that I don't know, then I make that weakness of lack of knowledge and understanding a strength of curiosity. So instead of feeling like, oh, I'm bad at this, or I suck at this, or this is overwhelming, or I'm frustrated because I'm never going to learn this right, instead it's just kind of like, I wonder if I could just be curious about this. I wonder what this button does. I wonder what it would happen if I just like rotate this little shutter thing on my camera and just start playing around with it and getting curious with it. And thus it takes away the weakness and actually builds into a new strength. If you know that you're bad, let's say, at getting motivation to exercise, but one of your strengths is helping other people, you could make that a strength by finding a gym buddy that might also need the motivation to go to the gym and become the driving force that gets you both there, you know? So instead of making it like, I need to get to the gym, and you find that you're not very good at that, you could instead find somebody that also really needs to get to go to the gym and look at it as a chance to be helping them, which almost kind of like secondary helps you get to the gym, right? So instead of looking at it as I suck at feeling motivated to exercise, it's I'm really good at motivating those around me to exercise, which then in turn motivates myself. If you know you're not very great at public speaking, let's say, but you're creative and that's one of your strengths, then you can use the opportunity to speak in front of a large group to get creative in your way of presenting whatever it is that you need to do. So you could build up a presentation that's creative and kind of take some of the pressure off you. Maybe you use a slideshow, or maybe you get like a special guest to come up and help speak with you, or you interview somebody to take some of that pressure off. Like, use your creativity then instead of focusing on your weakness of fear of speaking in front of large crowds of people. Basically, the whole idea is anytime that you're noticing a weak point or a problem or a challenge that you're having in your life, ask yourself or take a look at your list of strengths and see if there's any strength on that list that you could somehow work into that weakness. Because in a lot of ways, I feel like that's more or one of the best ways or most important ways for us to actually use our strengths. It's obviously super important to use our strengths in the morning and to do that whole just like, you know, kickstart your day feeling great. But I also think that when we use our strengths in moments of weakness, that's where we grow. Like, that's where we evolve. That's where we build our skill sets. That's where we show ourselves what we're actually made of and we feel competent. Like, we feel like we can actually do something. Like, we saw a challenge, we set ourselves up for it, we pushed through it, we accomplished it, and now we can do it better next time. And that's exactly how we build our weaknesses into strengths. Another way that you can also use your strengths to basically better your life is to share your strengths with other people. For instance, if your strength is kindness or the ability to make bomb chocolate chip cookies, then start making it a weekly or a monthly habit where you set aside a day to just bake cookies for other people. Truly, I know that that sounds kind of weird or maybe lame, but if you know that you love making really, really good chocolate chip cookies, and you also know that kindness is a big, big strength of yours, then if you know once a month you're literally spending one whole day just baking batches of cookies and then handing them out. Imagine what that would do to your overall happiness level. Or let's say you're really, really good at giving advice or you have a unique perspective on the world. Start a YouTube channel, start a podcast, and start sharing your voice. If you know that that's a strength of yours, then put it out there into the world and start using that. Use your voice and take that strength and run with it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't feel like you need to focus on, you know, what if people don't like me or what if I can't build an audience? Like, it's not about if people like you. It's not about if you can build an audience. It's about using this strength and giving it back to other people and using it in the world because the world needs you to. That's why it gave you that strength in the first place, you know? The only other thing better than feeling the joy of something you're good at is using what you're good at to actually help other people and then feeling that joy, because this will not only fill your cup, but it will also overflow and fill up the cups of other people as well. And that will also inspire them to do the same, which will cause a ripple effect in our world, raises all of our vibrations. We all just become more positive and the world needs more of that. The world needs more of your strengths. Don't be afraid to shine in all that you are and all that you're good at. Scope out a regular hobby or a job or an activity that actually allows you to use your strengths too. So let's say your job right now doesn't allow you to use many of your strengths. Then find a side hobby that does. For instance, if you work alone, but one of your strengths is teamwork, then, you know, maybe you don't have to change jobs to use your strengths. Maybe instead you go to work, you do your job, you spend your time alone, but then you join a sports team every Thursday and you go and you do soccer and you get to use that strength of teamwork in a different way. Or if you spend every Sunday watching Netflix and scrolling on your phone, instead you could use that free time to look up causes that you really want to stand up for, which is going to be using your strength of bravery or your strength of just like doing the right thing or starting a momentum or a cause or being a leader. Or if you find that your life is more mundane day to day, then take a new class or build a new skill that utilizes your strength of loving to learn. If your job drains you of your energy, let's say, but you know that you have a zest for life and that that zest for life is like a strength of yours, then start looking for ways that you can actually bring that energy into your workplace instead of letting it take it from you. Find a way to bring it there. Maybe you could like organize social events or even just small office or like classroom games that bring a little bit more zest into the workplace, you know, instead of kind of sitting back and being like, oh, this sucks. Like, I'm not able to use my strength here. Instead, think like, okay, I'm not able to use my strength here, or maybe this is taking away my strength, let's say. Then instead, flip it into how can I utilize my strengths here? How can I work my strengths into exactly what I need to do while I live my life? And then the last thing that I would say is super important when it comes to just using your strengths is to always have a strength that you're looking forward to. And by that, I mean just knowing that sometimes we have something on our calendars that brings us the excitement that we need to just kind of like push through some of the less fun things in life. It's huge. Like, think about, there maybe have been times where you know you have a vacation coming, okay? And that utilizes your strength of adventure and curiosity and all that goodness. Then tell me that the whole week, maybe 2 weeks before your vacation, you weren't just like every time you had to wake up and go to work thinking like, but vacation's in 2 weeks. That's exactly the feeling I'm talking about. Pick a trip to go on, pick a class that you might take or an event that you might go to or a day of the week that you solely spend outside in nature, hiking or, you know, gisting, if you will, or a concert that's been on your bucket list for ages, just whatever it is, put that on your calendar and have one, at least one thing every month to look forward to. If you know that come Sunday, you have a meditation or a Reiki class, or perhaps that one day every single month you get to volunteer with kids or meet with a book club, your overall feelings during your day-to-day life are going to change solely because you're keeping a light on down the pathway of your life. And every time you light up a light, seriously and metaphorically, on your life path, then it's always kind of guiding you. It's always keeping you directed towards something. And it's also always kind of lifting your mood a bit, you know? It's a lot, I think, anyway, more gray, if you will, to kind of go through your day-to-day life if you don't really have anything that you're looking forward to. And that's not to say that we should ever live in the future and take away from our present moment. But I think that it's just important to know that we have set ourselves up to basically utilize the things that we're good at and the things that we enjoy, and also know that we have that dose of just feel good coming our way very, very soon, especially during the times where we maybe don't feel so good. In the book that I got the quiz from, which is called The Happiness Advantage, in case you guys want to read it, the author actually talks about how he spends 300 days a year traveling for work and how it takes a toll on him, which I can imagine because 300 days of travel is a lot. And he doesn't really have a lot of time to do like personal things while he's doing this travel because he's working. So something that he did is each time he knows he has to travel somewhere for work, he uses his strength of loving to learn to find out a new historical fact of each place he's going every single time he goes. The whole idea is that it gives him something to look forward to with each trip that he goes on, which actually makes a substantial difference on his stress and excitement levels and just how much he actually ends up enjoying the work trips. I love this idea because I feel like anything at all that you can think of right now that maybe you're not looking so forward to, or maybe in your life isn't bringing you a lot of joy, find a way to incorporate that strength. Give it a try. Plan something right now based on something that you know you don't overly enjoy. And even just knowing that you have something to look forward to on your calendar, or that you have a new perspective to look at this perhaps weakness and how you're going to try and take a new approach and build a new strength on it. It might just bring you a little bit more joy than you came here with today. So to wrap up today's podcast, here's the conclusion. Number one, know what your strengths are and make a list. You can take the quiz or just ask people around you, or maybe you already know what some of your strengths are. Even just having five, I feel like five is like the magic number. I wrote down my top five in my journal. So just know at least five good generic kind of strengths that you have that you're good at and that make you feel really good every time you get to use them. Then next, brainstorm all of the things that feed into that strength. Brainstorm habits or action items or ideas or trips or bucket list items or things that feed into the things that you are strong at, your strong suits. Then find another way to also build those things into your routine, your day-to-day routine. If you wake up and you know that you meditate every morning, like I said, find a way to kind of spot one thing that you think is beautiful around you before you start your meditation. Or you could use like little tiny just trigger things. Like if you know, I remember I was listening to a book and she was talking about how she knew somebody that every time he walked through a doorway, he used that as a chance or like a trigger thought to basically give himself like a mantra. And so even that, like you can use that for so many different things. Maybe it's not doorways. Maybe it's every time you turn on a light, you have to think of something you're grateful for. There's just so many different ways that you can basically build these tiny little habits into your routine that will overall make you feel just a lot better. And then also start to redirect your life towards your strengths, whether that's at work, whether that's in your own personal time or within your hobbies, but just find ways to start redirecting your life towards the things that you know are strengths. I'm not saying that you can't quit your job and that you should only find a way to build your strengths into your job. I'm just saying that maybe start working with your strengths and see where it takes you, because I feel like a lot of the times, if you just follow what you know feels right for you, it will kind of all work itself out and handle itself along the way. And then last but not least, always have a strength on your calendar to look forward to, because as long as you have something to look forward to, a little light down the path, then it makes the joy of walking towards that light a lot more fun. So there you guys have it. Those are my thoughts today on how to know and use your strengths. I feel like this is an important topic because it's kind of like a counter topic to talking about how we feel when we're maybe going through more weak points. And I feel like we've done a lot of talks about that kind of stuff this year. We've done a lot on just feeling more down and how to like basically cheer yourself up. But this is a kind of a new take on it. It's more, I don't know, actionable, I guess, in a way. And it also just, it shines the light solely on the things that you're good at. And I feel like that's really important, I guess, also too, for self-care September in a way, is to know that you are good at things. And even if it feels like there's not anything you can think of recently that you feel good at, you know deep down that there is something that you are called to do here on this earth. And maybe it's not the number one thing on your, you know, list of strengths that you do after you take the quiz, but odds are your purpose on this planet is probably aligned with one of your strengths. So know what your strengths are and don't be afraid to shine through them. You know, it's not bad to know that you're good at things, and it's not bad to also use the things that you're good at and feel confident with them. So take the little test, take the little quiz, see what your strengths are. Feel free to also write me what your guys' strengths are, because I'm super curious, you know. being one of my own strengths. And aside from that, I really hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll talk to all of you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.